Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here with Katie Galley, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is a very special one. This is the FinTech South 2018 special episode. Katie got a room full
of crazy FinTech folks. Yeah.
So I'm going to kick it off with Larry Williams, CEO of Tag. Welcome, Larry.
Good to be here. Thank you for having us.
Tell us a little bit about FinTech South. What's the kind of mission?
Well, FinTech South is really about a preeminent showcase of this FinTech ecosystem that we've built here. You know, at Tag, at the Technology Association of Georgia, we've been working for almost 10 years in building this ecosystem and convening the ecosystem. And we'd started with a symposium that we had put together over 8 years and grown it. And we realized as we looked around that there was nothing like what we were proposing around the country. And it was time to put it on a global scale. So we decided to go bold and go big. We rented out Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
You can't get much bolder or bigger.
We went out there, and we're proud to say that the event is sold out.
Wow.
So absolutely incredible for us to be able to do that. But it really does put a spotlight. If we think about the ecosystem that we've been building, 70% of all debit, credit, and reward transactions are processed through Atlanta. And that's just a great point of pride for us. Just put that in perspective. If you're 51%, you're number one. If you're 70%, you dominate. And that's what the ecosystem here in Georgia does. So we really wanted to put that ecosystem on a global stage, not only convene the people that we have in Georgia, but really start to pull people in from around the world. And we've accomplished that. And we'll talk more about that. But we have six different countries that are going to be represented. It's a regional show. We have regional alliances where people are going to be coming in from other states. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal event. And it puts one of our great industries where Georgia leads on a global stage.
Now, who'd you bring with you today?
I've got a whole crew because in this business, nobody does it alone. So, you know, we've got the chair of FinTech South, who's really been focused on this, David Katz. We've got Susan O'Dwyer, who's been really focusing in on the Hall of Fame and really helped bring that to life. And Jeff Gapasan, who's really focusing in on the innovation area. And our great friend from EY, that is
Jonathan Burke.
Jonathan Burke, that has been doing a great job as well and a sponsor. So I'm about to get punished for that as well.
So now, why don't we start with you, Jonathan? Why was it in EY's interest to sponsor an event like this?
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks very much for having us today. It's been really, we're really excited about sponsoring FinTech South and the relationship that we've been able to build with Tag and others in that ecosystem. And for us as EY, you know, we've made a concerted effort to, on a global level, to invest in FinTech. It really is changing the shape of financial services and you know, throughout the world. And part of that strategy is includes, you know, the Americas and in focusing specifically on Atlanta. So we're really trying to bring a lot to the table, and we're bringing in our FinTech leader for the US from the West Coast for this conference. We're bringing our blockchain leader from New York down. But it really is a part of that ecosystem that Larry is talking about. And, you know, we're really interested and excited about taking part in that.
Well, I'm going to throw this question out to the room. Like, what has made Atlanta the global leader? Who wants to take that?
Yeah, I think what people don't maybe realize is that Georgia financial technology companies, they generate annual revenues of more than $72 billion. So that places Georgia just third in the nation behind New York and California. There are over 120 fintech companies from startups to Fortune 500s that are headquartered here or have a significant presence here. And that's three of the top five and six of the top 10 U.S. Payment processing firms, which Larry mentioned. The thing about Georgia is it really provides an exceptional business climate. It's been ranked as the number one state for business in the U.S. for the past 5 years by Site Selection magazine. And we have business-friendly litigation in Georgia, lower taxes, operating costs in the South, a skilled workforce. And we have Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, which in 2017 was ranked the busiest airport by passenger traffic. So that combination, in addition to the technological talent that we have in innovation with the universities, Georgia Tech, for instance, really puts Georgia on the map as a great place to do business. And we think FinTech South is a great opportunity to tell that story.
So now when you're looking at Georgia's FinTech ecosystem, you mentioned some of the things that make us special. How important is it for us to keep up that talent pipeline? Like, are we doing things here locally that are kind of keeping the talent coming?
Yeah, absolutely, Lee.
This is Jeff.
That's correct. This is Jeff Gapson from ATDC. One of the things that I recognized prior to moving here last May was that the public and private partnerships that exist between the entities here in Georgia and Atlanta, they all strive to really cultivate and enhance and grow the next generation of innovation that's happening here in Georgia. So between, you know, organizations like TAG, between the, or among the number of, you know, leading corporations that are in the space, in addition to the users of that technology. So, you know, the 17 some odd Fortune 500 companies that eventually use that technology, I'm able to actually go and leverage a lot of that expertise, a lot of those resources, and help the innovators, the entrepreneurs and founders that come to ATDC and look to, you know, generate or grow their ideas that they have for their startups, and also tap them into that network, as well as those that are at the campuses all around Georgia. ATDC is at the at Georgia Tech. However, you know, we see people from all walks and all, you know, all of the different universities within the state.
Now, Larry, can you talk about the collaboration that occurs in that? You know, you have the private sector and the public, and then you have the universities. You have all of the resources here. I know that's part of what TAG does, is kind of bring all these kind of groups together. But looking at Atlanta or Georgia even, how is that different than in maybe other parts of the country? Do you see that kind of collaboration around the country and we're just doing it as well? Or is it something, a special sauce for Georgia?
You got to really describe it as that special sauce. It's a secret sauce that we really get right here in Georgia. Georgians have a way of whenever we get our eyes set on a goal, we have a way of setting aside whatever individual interests are for a while to make something happen. And whether it's about growing an industry or getting the Olympics or getting a Super Bowl or going after one of a big company, we really do it well. And what you described is exactly the way it has to work. For us to really develop this innovation ecosystem that can create that next generation of ingenuity that Jeff mentioned, we've got to have private sector companies. We've got to have the public sector come together. Nonprofits like TAG and others come together. We need academia. We need research, pure research. We need great entrepreneurs. We need the capital that they need to be able to run and grow their businesses. All of this has to come together to create this great innovation so that we're not only focused on what's here now, the way that transactions are being processed, but what's the next thing so that we're going to stay at the forefront of that innovation. Now, you mentioned about workforce. So what's another thing that makes Georgia unique is we're the first state that, in collaboration with the university system of Georgia, we were very intentional and successful about raising the profile of FinTech and what the careers are, to the point that the university system of Georgia is actually creating curriculum that companies need to be able to grow their companies here. Nobody else is doing that. And it's a phenomenal, not only an asset, but a tribute to how all of the, how efforts
everybody's
like this
working
work
together.
Exactly.
Now, so you're actually seeing the university system working with business to create, you know, to help mold the student that the businesses are going to need. So they're working arm in arm. Are you saying that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So they've gotten the feedback from industry, and they're able to craft the curriculum from there, and then they'll be able to distribute it out throughout the university system. And to the point that we'll have 60 students at FinTech South so that they can get a real life perspective of what's going on in the business world and how these are important jobs. They're creative jobs, and they're jobs where they get to do a lot of things. So sure, it's about transactions, but you think about, and this is another thing that FinTech South is really focused on, you know, the transaction is really at the intersection of the customer experience. It's what really brings it together. Mm-hmm. It's the point of sale. So if we think about everything from the marketing through the analytics that has to go into it, to the attention to the cybersecurity to protect our networks, as well as the privacy of the consumer. All of that is comes together around fintech. Those are very interesting and compelling jobs and career paths for a lot of people.
Now, I think early on, somebody mentioned the word blockchain. Does anyone want to take a stab to explain that for dummies? Blockchain for dummies?
I can do that or try to do that. You know, the blockchain is certainly one of the technologies that has gotten a lot of attention, mostly because or as a result of the rally in cryptocurrencies that we saw from last or the beginning of last summer into the end of the year. Certainly, if you look at the regulatory environment, compliance environment, there has been a lot of scrutiny that's placed on cryptocurrencies. But blockchain as a whole, or the technology itself, I think will be relevant for many years to come. And I think that it will be as big as people are talking about or discussing it, it in this, you know, in the current conversation. That's not to say that it's going to happen now or the next 6 months or the coming year. There are a lot of challenges that are coming or that are there in regard to implementing and actually utilizing the blockchain technology. And, you know, we're going to work through that. I think that the innovative mindset here in Georgia and with the history that Georgia has in terms of transaction processing, moving things from point to point, things of value from point to point, I think that all bodes well in terms of us being able to take a lead role, you know, with respect to blockchain development.
And then blockchain doesn't necessarily only have to do with fintech, right? Doesn't that technology go beyond that? Because we had a show on supply chain in here and they were throwing that word around as well.
That's absolutely correct. And it's interesting because supply chain actually, there are many layers to supply chain. And we'll use this as the example. So with the supply chain, you have a lot of documentation or document-intensive types of processes that then actually key in or start to ignite the logistics side of the business. And then from that, the financing or supply chain financing actually gets driven by all the same pieces of information. Now, oddly enough, or interestingly enough, you know, those are areas that Atlanta and Georgia has excelled in, whether it's IoT, supply chain, the finance aspect or fintech aspect. So there's a convergence of ideas that are you know, really there to strengthen our case in that space.
Yeah, I just want to follow up on that. I mean, you know, one way to think about what the blockchain is, it's, you know, an encrypted distributed ledger technology. So an accounting for an exchange of information across what are called nodes between individuals or computers. And what it means to the exchange of data is what the internet meant to communication among individuals. So, you know, its application is really endless. Anybody that wants to exchange information across multiple sectors for multiple uses. So it really will revolutionize the way that we communicate and exchange information quite significantly.
And we have to be kind of on the cutting edge if we want to stay relevant in all those industries, right?
That's correct.
It is. And I think it's going to be very interesting, Lee, if you think about the topics that are going to be addressed at FinTech South. I mean, David, you ought to hit some of those things because you're going to be able to get that full perspective.
Sure. So we have six different sessions, and I'll just give you an example of the sessions. One of the sessions we have is a track on technologies disrupting and enabling FinTech. So the title of that is Bits, Blocks, Coins, and Ledgers. Applications and implications for financial services. So that should be a very exciting presentation. We're going to be talking about next generation retail and commerce, fintech entrepreneurship, reinventing payments and financial services. So in each of the tracks, there are presentations that will occur by industry experts in their field. And we're expecting just fascinating presentations throughout the day.
And then Susan, can you talk a little bit about the Hall of Fame?
Sure. So the Hall of Fame was started 8 years ago to recognize the real pioneers of
FinTech. Was anybody in the room in the Hall of Fame?
Nobody in the room is.
Maybe next time.
Maybe next year we'll get them. But the people who are in the Hall of Fame are people like Jimmy Blanchard, who's the chairman and CEO of Synovus over in Columbus. Mm-hmm. And part of the Hall of Fame, I think, is also designed to show the breadth of geographic reach within
Georgia.
Right.
It's not just Atlanta. Right.
Pete Kite, who was the founder of CheckFree. And again, while the Hall of Fame itself is just 8 years old, most of these entrepreneurs
have been here a while, huh?
Were starting their companies in the 70s and 80s. So it's just to recognize.
Right, before FinTech was cool.
That's right. Mm-hmm. or anybody knew what it was. Yeah.
When we were still processing checks. Remember those? Exactly. You know, who writes a check?
Actual checks.
Paul Garcia, who was the chairman, and I use the word was just because these people are now retired.
Right.
But chairman and CEO of Global Payments. Phil Tomlinson, who is the chairman of TSYS. Brooke Smith, who is the CEO of Incom, a company you might not be familiar with, but use their products every day. When you walk into a grocery store and you pick up a gift card, those gift cards are all Incom. And that was a technology that was invented right here in Georgia. And then this year's Hall of Fame inductee has been a multiple serial entrepreneur. His name is Trip Rackley. What he's being inducted for is starting a company called Firethorn. But his latest company is also very cool. It's a company called Clutch. And that is, instead of you owning a car, you just rent whatever you feel like that day.
And then
they bring it to you.
So now,
it covers.
What do they get for being the Hall of Fame? They get a jacket, a medal, a crown. What
no, happens? That's over in Augusta.
Right.
But we do acknowledge them with an award at the lunch at the program. And so they get to be on the field at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
And that's appropriate for Hall of Famers, right?
Yeah, Lee, it's worth. Let me just sort of describe this field as we move into this, because it really does illustrate everything that we're going. You know, big and bold. Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We're on the field. Just imagine in the end zone, we've got main stage.
Right.
We've got keynote speakers. We've got incredible world-class content going on. We've got the tables out there stretching out to midfield. Then at midfield starts Innovation Alley. We had planned on having 60 companies out there distributing, you know, what's now and what's next. We got over 90. About 30 of those are from countries from around the world. They're fantastic companies that are going to be showing what they have. Field level, all of the suites, locker rooms, breakout sessions, 24 breakout sessions, running parallel, 100 speakers. It is going to be an incredible event. We'll be rolling out our state of the our ecosystem report. We'll be inducting Trip Rackley into the Hall of Fame. We are going to be running a 3-ring circus, and it's going to be fantastic. And everybody's not going to have a great time. We're going to learn tons.
So now, while that's all going on, there's also going to be exhibitors as well.
That's correct.
How would you attack this? Any tips on attacking this? Because there's going to be so much happening. You just find the tracks that are interesting to you, and then you follow those around, and then kind of go by the exhibitors.
Yeah, by all means. I mean, you know, there's going to be definitely breaks in time where you're going to have a chance to go and see the exhibitors. Network with colleagues, meet new people that you want to reach out to in between. But when the tracks start, yeah, you're going to need to pick, you know, one or two of those and really dig into that content as well. Or if you're, you know, you got a buddy, then you can buddy up and divide and conquer and then share notes afterwards.
And you better bring, what kind of cleats do you recommend for the field?
Roller skates.
Roller skates?
Yeah.
electric scooters?
If I could just add on the Innovation Alley and the exhibitors, having, you know, been to the previous versions of this this event, it really is an interesting opportunity to see some of the new innovative technologies that are coming out and how those relate to some of the traditional companies that we see in this space as well. So, you know, in terms of how to attack it, you know, going through and being able to understand what are these technologies, how do they apply, and how do they disrupt? Sometimes they're, you know, partnering with other institutions to bring those technologies. Sometimes they are disrupting the way that, you know, banks and other financial institutions conduct their business. So it's a really interesting display of the gamut of these technologies and fun to learn about.
And Jeff, you have something to say about innovation?
Yeah, no, Jonathan actually teed that up pretty nicely for me. So I'm chairing the Innovation Alley from the startup side this year, and we're going to have about 40 startups, Georgia as well as, you know, from the region, that will be showcasing a lot of that innovation talent. Before any of these entrepreneurs can become or be part of the Hall of Fame, they start somewhere, and it's really typically at the startup level at Innovation Alley. You know, 40 of those companies, there will actually be about 9 of those that are currently competing for the innovation challenge. Mm-hmm. And that challenge is actually a chance for them to take one of the 4 spots to exhibit or to present to the, you know, the crowd at large at FinTech South and compete for a $50,000 non-dilutive cash prize. So what that is, you know, we've been over the past month mentoring these startups from anything from raising capital to building sustainable business models, to understanding what the regulatory and compliance framework looks like in fintech. And, you know, they're going to be, you know, putting their all out on the field, just like everybody does any given Sunday, you know, to compete for that $50,000 prize.
And Lee, let me just, this is a great point of pride for us. This $50,000, it is the largest award to a innovative fintech company of its type in the country.
And it's open for anybody. It's not just Atlanta or Georgia based companies.
It's Georgia.
Those are Georgia based companies only.
That's correct.
And then, so then how did that process take place? Did they submit? At what level did they have to submit their proposal to even be part of it?
We started, you know, fairly early on socializing the concept of the Innovation Challenge. And I worked really hand in hand with Tommy Marshall, who is the fintech lead at Accenture. He's based here in Atlanta. And we, you know, culled through a number of different applications where people were either here based in Georgia or had the intent to move to Georgia. And I'll tell you that we're seeing a lot more of that, you know, as the year has progressed, more and more companies are identifying and realizing what Georgia has to offer from the fintech.
So the benefits of relocating maybe their startup here.
Absolutely.
And then the ATDC, you give them resources. That's part of your mission, right?
That's correct. So ATDC, we are the state of Georgia's technology incubator. You know, our mission is really to help, you know, Georgia-based entrepreneurs learn, launch, scale, and succeed. And so when they come to the ATDC, from the fintech perspective, I want to help them, you know, to build and to succeed in building those businesses. Mm-hmm. So I provide them with the coaching and leverage, you know, my network, the network and resources that people among this table or on this table can offer, in addition to the, you know, hundreds of other people that are out in our ecosystem. And I'm taking more and more inbound calls from people that are outside of the perimeter. And I'm talking about really way outside the perimeter that are looking at Atlanta and saying, and Georgia, and saying, wow, there's something to be had here.
The state also offers significant tax credits to those companies, either both for growing their companies here or relocating their companies here.
John?
Yeah, if I could just add, I mean, I think to that question of why Georgia and the impact that Georgia's having on the global fintech market, I mean, to the point that Susan made earlier, fintech's not new in Georgia. There's a great history of companies in Georgia in financial services and in technology and in the fintech space in earlier incarnations. And what I think we've seen due to the efforts of, you know, Jeff at ATDC and TAG and others in the community is really accelerating that growth, leveraging the knowledge and experience and talent here in Georgia to create, you know, and help support some of these new emerging innovative companies. You know, from our perspective at EY, we have an Entrepreneur of the Year award that's a global program. It's very high profile. And, you know, for the past 2 years, the national winner in the US for financial services were Atlanta-based fintech companies. So it's really getting a lot of attention, a lot of focus, not just by us, but from others. And as I see the relationship between Atlanta and London in particular, it's attracting a lot of companies from outside of the US. In the UK is some examples that have set up shop to open their US headquarters here in Atlanta and take advantage of a lot of the resources here that are offered. And it really helps integrate, I think, Georgia fintech with the entire world community. It's really exciting.
Now, can anybody talk about kind of the history of the event and how it's grown over the years? Does anybody remember back in the day?
Well, it started, it was 8 years ago that it started with about 150 people. And, you know,
you couldn't even fill a suite, right? Barely fill one suite.
It was a good conference. And then the symposium, and it was, you know, the bones of really how do we start to bring together this ecosystem? Because as you said before, this was fintech before fintech was cool. Mm-hmm. People didn't really understand it. And I'll just go, just, you know, it's like a lot of things in Georgia. There was a foundation of technology that was here. You know, it was the check writing. It was the other distribution of things that evolved into fintech that really set Georgia up to be the great leader that it has. So 8 years ago, with the vision of the Fintech Society at TAG, we started to pull together the ecosystem. And then that event came out. And then it's shown, you know, steady growth over that 8 year period. So it grew from that 150 to about 750 people that were getting together regularly to talk about this great industry.
I want to add one thing to that, sure. Because sort of in the position as chairman, I've been able to interact with many, many of the people that have had a long experience in sort of bringing this event to fruition. And in the board, the TAG FinTech board, like many of the other TAG boards, are made up of professionals at the highest level of their game that are willing to devote the time and energy to making this type of event specifically successful. And so this event is a really good indicator of the type of talent that's available to support the ecosystem, and just being able to put an event like this together that's all volunteer, all industry driven, all people that are dedicated to sort of seeing the success of FinTech in Georgia and many other areas that FinTech's, the TAG's involved
and
in.
You can just look around the room and see how many people here are involved with this event on a volunteer basis, because it's good for the community, it's good for the industry, it's good for everybody. Mm-hmm. And I think, again, we spoke about it earlier about the kind of secret sauce of Georgia, of this level of collaboration where people step up and really do do what it takes in order for all the ships to rise in this. How important, Jeff, is it to get those kind of mentors in your world? Because you have a lot of these startups that you need the volunteer mentors that are willing to give their time to help these small businesses grow. It seems like that we're pretty good at that as well.
Yeah, we are. And you know, about a year ago and 2 years prior to that, I was spending a lot of time splitting between New York and Atlanta. And I think that one of the most encouraging or positive things that I saw about our ecosystem is the amount of mentorship or the amount of help that people and companies are willing to give to our entrepreneurs here. And from my perspective, being able to corral those or to really collect them into one central unit or central point, it allows me to do two things. One, it allows me to find the mentors that can be relevant to any number of the different businesses or types of fintech companies that I work with on a daily basis. But additionally, it helps those entrepreneurs come to one place where they can actually access a number of or a multitude of different professional expertise points. Otherwise, if they have to go out and seek those mentors, it takes time away from them being able to execute, which is really for early stage companies, technology or not, it's all about execution. And if I can have you spending more time on execution and I bring the resources to you, or we bring the resources to you, it allows you to leverage your time, you know, more effectively.
So now we talked about Georgia a little bit in terms of the fintech in that ecosystem being so important. The thing I think that makes Georgia unique in the country is the diversity of the economy. That, I mean, fintech, we're talking about that and it's a huge deal, but there's so many other kind of industries and niches in Georgia that allow us to thrive as an economy if there is a downturn in one side or the other. Is there ways that the FinTech group plays with other kind of industries? Are you touching other ones?
Well, by all means, if there's ever one truth is that everybody likes to get paid. And that's what FinTech is about, is facilitating the transaction. So if you think about areas where we really do lead, you know, whether it be in digital health, cybersecurity, where we have a deep, rich history in that industry, trade and logistics, the consumer experience and how we connect with the consumer. All of these things are great areas where Georgia has led, and there's a lot more as well. And it is, you know, it's both, there's a double edge to that for us. One is we don't always point to one thing that we're known for. But on the other hand, we lead in all these areas and we have all the proof points about why we're strong in all of them. And we really do. So yes, that does lend itself to a diverse industry. It lends itself to growing an industry that really is a cross section, and how they work together to make sure they create an even more robust ecosystem and industry. Because a lot of times companies want to relocate to where their customers are and be close to those customers and be able to grow those businesses there. And if you think about all of the trends that we talk about in Georgia, we're right there at the epicenter. What all the global trends are in technology. So if we move from where we're talking about there, you know, a lot of the mobility, you know, these little gadgets that we run around with all the time, we call them phones, little computers. A lot of that technology grew up here with Bell South and then Singular and AT&T. Those are phenomenal assets about how we've just been part of this ecosystem, and we continue to build diversify on that. And then we think about where we dominate, and it's in fintech, it's in cybersecurity. I always say, you know, if someone wants to be a world-class chef, they, you know, they want to spend a little time in Paris. You know, if they want to be on Broadway, you know, you want to spend a little time in New York. If you want to be in cybersecurity, if you want to be in fintech, you got to be in Atlanta because that's where it's happening. And it's happening here like nowhere else.
Yeah. One thing that I'd add to that, too, you know, and to echo off of Larry's point is that there's been a really large shift, I think, in finance and financial services in that, you know, people thought that lending or the ability to borrow money was really the root of liquidity or the source of liquidity for whether it's consumers or small businesses. But as we've seen, you know, preferences change over the past couple of years, 5-10 years, even post crisis, it seems like payments or the ability to move money faster, to move money from point to point faster, is really going to be what unlocks liquidity within our finance system. And that bodes really well for our industry and specifically for fintech in Georgia, because from 1987 on, you know, that has been our wheelhouse. That has been Georgia's wheelhouse in terms of moving money.
Yeah, just to pick up on Jeff's point, I mean, financial services are not going away. And what we're, I think the part of the point behind fintech is helping companies be more competitive in the marketplace. And so you're seeing these innovations that are used both in the traditional banks and that, you know, that aspect of the sector to be more efficient and to increase or improve the customer experience just from the banking side. But at the same time, you're seeing this fintech disrupting some of those models, as Jeff was talking about, and being leveraged by other non-traditional financial services companies to bring enhanced products or enhanced experiences to customers. And so there's that constant innovation that's happening. I don't think that fintech is going to go away because those needs will still be there. And but the fintech has accelerated that pace of change. And so that change will always be happening. And fintech is really where you figure out, how do we stay competitive? How do we get more efficient under some of the pressures that we're facing? And those are the technologies that can help you do that.
Now, the theme is around customer experience for this event, right?
That's correct.
And then are there any trends or anything you're seeing that you can talk about regarding customer experience? Or is this something that when you go to the event, there's going to be lots of places to learn more about how to enhance the customer experience?
Well, you know, there are going to be lots of things to learn while you're there. What we're seeing in the consumer, though, is they really, you know, the sort of the brass ring in all this is the frictionless transaction. What are the least amount of things you have to tap, swipe, whatever it is, to create that transaction? So the frictionless experience, it's almost seamless. The consumer itself really doesn't see a lot of the things that have to go on, but it really goes through so that they can get one, they're looking for choice, they're looking for the opportunities to purchase, and whenever they're ready to do it, they want to make the transaction as quickly as they can, and again, without the friction of the transaction.
And I'd like to also add on that, so they want to have that to be seamless, but they also want it to be secure.
Right. Right. And that's the balance, is to have it secure and instant, right? And that's...
And private.
Right.
That's correct. And, you know, if recent, you know, technology news and, you know, perhaps taking a look at what's happened on, you know, on the Hill in terms of, you know, Facebook and data privacy, you know, that certainly pertains to the payments universe and ecosystem and protection of the consumer when they do transact, because there is a multitude, there's a lot of information that is passed between point to point.
And that's why these events are so important, right? This is where we have these discussions and we learn best practices and we see what's out there.
There's another component to that I just want to touch on that we've seen at EY with some of our you know, large financial services clients that are trying to find ways to leverage fintech, and often referred to as regtech, to help manage some of their processes behind the scenes, because the current processes might be very burdensome to the customer and they need to be more competitive and more efficient. And so there's a lot of technologies from robotics to machine learning to other things that are being you know, sought and leveraged by some of the traditional financial services companies to help improve that customer experience as well in parallel to some of the other activities that are happening.
Well, good stuff. But before we wrap, I want to go around the room. I'm going to start with you, David. Why don't you share what you're most looking forward to at the event?
I think it's Innovation Alley and then the Innovation Award. I've been involved in the mentoring program at ATDC over the last 4 weeks, and to see these companies come through and the kinds of things they're working on, and then to see them present in front of 1,300 people and win that award is going to be very exciting. And this event, each year that I've attended, has been electric. And that was a big part of the motivator and sort of going very big this year. And so I'm so thrilled to be able to be part of it and to see what this event will look like this year.
Well, thank you so much for being part of this show, David Katz with Nelson Mullins. And Susan O'Dwyer, why don't you share a little bit about what you're excited about seeing?
Two things. First of all, of course, the Hall of Fame.
Right.
And watching Tripp get inducted. And then second of all, I would say at the prior years, when I sit down at the table, I always meet people from out of state. And I just think it is so cool that they have come to Georgia.
Right.
And so I just love hearing their stories about what it is that brought them here. And learning from them why they're interacting with us and
it's
our companies.
Kind of cool, huh?
It is. I like it.
And that's Susan O'Dwyer, Director of Corporate Citizenship and Community at Aprio. Mm-hmm. All right. Next up, Jonathan Burke, EY. What are you looking forward to seeing?
Yeah, well, one thing I'm looking forward to is walking away a lot smarter, because every time I go to one of these events, there's so much information. There's so many interesting perspectives. And I always walk away, feeling like they can be applied in different places. So really, you know, hearing that and taking that knowledge away and understanding how I can contribute more. And the second thing I'll just say to echo what has already been said is that this really is a community. I mean, what TAG has built around the ecosystem, it's a lot of fun and it's very cooperative and everybody's really energetic about it. So I'm really looking forward to that environment that, as David mentioned, is very electric and just being a part of that for the day.
And Jeff, you're the Startup Catalyst and Head of FinTech at ATDC. What are you looking forward to? I'm sure awarding that 50 grand to somebody, right?
Absolutely. I'm really looking forward to seeing the cross-pollinization of ideas. As I'd mentioned, I think that over the past 6 months to a year, that the breadth and depth of what FinTech really means in Georgia has evolved tremendously. And it's not just a transaction processing town. You know, two of the largest FinTech companies in the country, albeit the globe, in Cabot and GreenSky are here in Georgia, and they don't come from a transaction processing background. They come from the alternative finance phase. Mm-hmm. And so I see a number of different pieces of the fintech puzzle that are starting to evolve here, and I'd love to see more of that happen.
Exciting stuff. Well, Larry Williams, President and CEO of TAG, thank you so much for putting this group together. What are you most looking forward to seeing?
You know, Georgia and Atlanta are truly a global innovation hub. And sometimes we wring our hands a little bit too much about the competition and what somebody else is doing. And I continue to say, we have earned our seat at the table. And I mean that we've earned our seat at the table of being the global innovation hub that we have. We can sit there with confidence, not arrogance, because we've earned it. This FinTech South is taking one of those very important sectors and putting it on that global stage. So I'm looking forward to seeing the realization of this great vision that everybody around this table had, that the society, the TAG Society, FinTech Society had, and really seeing it come to fruition and really putting Georgia on this global stage for this global hub for FinTech that we are.
And if somebody wants to learn more, the website is fintechsouth.com. You can get all the information about the event. Can you still get tickets, or it's all sold out?
Sold out.
Sold out. So you're going to have to wait till next year if you want to be part of FinTech South 2019. And I'll go you one step further, Larry. I think it's our table that we're not just giving people seated at the table. It's our table.
There you go. Belly up.
All right. This is Lee Cantor for Katie Galley. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. This was the FinTech South 2018 special episode.